America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless our time together? In Jesus' name, amen. I come to number 19 today, and I say to you, the Bible, the only saved people understand the Bible. Now, you must be born again in order to understand the Bible. Now, listen, the only thing a sinner understands is that he needs to be saved. He don't understand the Bible. Now, a lot of people claim to understand the Bible, and here's the deal. The devil has intellect. The devil has smarts. The devil has wisdom. Read your Bible about the devil. He has wisdom. But the devil does not have spiritual wisdom. The devil does not have godly wisdom. Now, the devil makes people think they can understand the Bible. There are lost men teaching in colleges, and they're professors of the Bible, so to speak. But this brings on a lot of problems and a lot of questions and a lot of things concerning the faith. But we that are saved can understand the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 147, verse 19, the Bible said, "He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel." Now, in the Old Testament, God gave Israel the law. All right? Now, that's the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, he also said this, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritually discerned. Now, a natural man will never receive the Bible. He don't understand it. He cannot understand the Bible. And so no matter how hard he tries, now some people say, "Preacher, I read that Bible and I can't understand it." Let me say, if you're saved, the Holy Spirit will teach it to you. Now there's things today I still don't understand, but the Holy Spirit is my teacher. The Holy Spirit is my guide. Now, if you pick up a Bible and you just can't understand any of it at all, and it don't make any sense at all, you probably need to get born again. You need to get saved. And you need to come to God and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved," and ask God to save you. And when you get saved, God will begin to enlighten you spiritually. You see, our problem today, even among our fundamentalists, we're trying to understand the Bible with a natural intellect. We're more interested in being enlightened intellectually than we are spiritually. The Bible is a spiritual book. Therefore, it must be interpreted spiritually. There are things that men today try to interpret in the flesh, and they've come up with some of the craziest doctrines you ever heard in your life. And friend, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm preaching the same Bible that I preached 42 years ago when I started. And men can change, and doctrines can change, so-called, and churches can change, and times can change, and people can change, and things can change, but I'm not going to change on the Word of God. Neither does God change on His Bible. The Word of God, that Word of God. Amen. What a blessed Bible. Only saved people can understand that. When I began to understand the Bible after I got saved, and I began to read the Bible, and I began to study the Bible, I saw the great pleasures of this book. I tell you, this Bible means something. I'm talking about the King James Bible, the Word of God. And this Bible means something to me. You don't have to get deep in the Bible to get a blessing. Did you know that? Everybody thinks, "Oh, you got to get deep." And they say, "Well, people like Brother Cothran, they're just ignorant." Well, you say what you want to say. But people like Brother Cothran are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you, I'm not ignorant today. I know a little bit about the Scripture. I've been saved a while. And I tell you this, God shows me things every day. And if you're saved, God will show you things about the Bible. When He does, rejoice, amen, about it, because the Holy Spirit is your teacher. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.